Hey, Congressman Ted Deutsch, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
I'm so glad to be with you.
Now, we're speaking because you and well, you're a Democrat from Florida, and you have a Republican from Texas, Michael McCaul, your colleague, a little bipartisan leadership here when it comes to a music bill. I know you guys co-sponsored the American Music Fairness Act, and you're gonna get honored at the Grammys on the Hill Wednesday night. Tell me, just start off by telling me how much of it is an honor that they're gonna be honoring you on Wednesday.
Well, I can't believe that I serve in Congress and I'm getting a Grammy.
Funny how that
Listen,
works.
I care a lot about people who create music, and I spend a lot of time making sure that they can earn a fair living doing it. And I'm honored that the Recording Academy cares enough about my work to help lift it up a little bit at this event. I'm really thrilled.
Now, have you been to the events before? I mean, I've covered it like year in, year out. There's always congressmen and dignitaries there along with the musicians, but have you been done it before at the Hamilton?
I have been going for many years, and I guess I should be grateful that you didn't ask if that was really me up on stage singing along at some of those terrible songs.
But memories, really, yeah, I remember they bring like everyone on stage, but memories of a song or two that you think you maybe you hit the notes or didn't.
Well, I don't know about hitting the notes, but I realized after the first few years of being called on stage that if there is some kind of percussion, a drum, maybe a triangle, that's definitely the way to go at these events.
All right, so yeah, grab the triangle. Well, very cool. Do you know? I mean, could you speak on this year's honorees at all? Do you know Jimmy Jam or Terry Lewis? I mean, even if you don't know the songs in depth or whatever, but just in general, it's always an honor to honor some big name artists.
And big names who are artists and who have worked with people like Prince and Boyz II Men, and I mean really generational acts, and it's really cool to be honored with them. We just try to do our part as members of Congress to again to help the people who are creating the music that help us get through our lives, especially during the pandemic when music was so important to all of us. So it's great. I can't believe that I'm actually going to be sharing a stage with them.
Who knew when all those years ago when you set out to run for politics that you'd be, honored with a Grammy with those guys? Who knew?
I just hope they ask me to sit in with the band. That's what I'm really hoping for.
That would be really cool. Well, tell me about, I mean, that's sort of we're sort of joking about the fun part of the night, but talk about like the serious, the legislative side. Obviously, this is sort of like the whole point. All these artists are coming is like an advocacy on Capitol Hill kind of a thing. They come and visit with the congressman. And so tell me about the American Music Fairness Act. If our listeners are tuning in, explain to them what it is.
Sure. Look, the United States is one of a very small handful of countries in the entire world where artists don't get paid anything when their songs are played on the radio. And that goes back a long way to the early days when the industry looked really different. So we're just trying to make sure that there is fairness for everybody so that the broadcasters will keep they'll keep doing great, and people will keep tuning into them, and the artists will finally be paid when their songs are played. I think people are shocked to learn that that DJs get paid when they play records, and obviously talk radio hosts get paid, and on music stations, it's the music that draws people in, and this law, when it becomes law, will just finally ensure that the United States is no longer standing with countries like Iran and North Korea, where their artists aren't being paid for airplay. And it's just about fairness. That's what America's about. That's why it's bipartisan legislation, and that's why we're so excited to try to move it forward.
Wow. Now, just to unpack that a little more, you say America is one of the only countries in the world that where the artists aren't paid. So who does get paid when it plays on the radio? Like the record label?
So now the songwriters get paid some, but the whole idea behind the artists was that they didn't need to get paid because when the radio stations play their music, they're promoting them so they can sell albums and then CDs and they can tour. Well, at a time when people aren't really buying albums for the most part, they're streaming songs if they want to go back and listen to them over and over. And during the pandemic, we were reminded that nobody was going to concerts. I mean, this was the music that we were listening to. And then when you learn that the people that made it weren't getting paid for all the times we listened to these songs over and over and over again, it just seems that there's now this greater awareness of why we need to go back and make this work for today's modern technology and the age that we live in.
Yes. Thank you so much for explaining it in terms of the streaming and the pandemic era. Thank you so much for that. Where exactly does it stand? Like, how far off is it from getting passed?
So we're close to moving forward with your listeners get it. It's DC, right? So we're going to move it forward in the Judiciary Committee. And then we move it from Judiciary Committee to a vote in the House. And the Senate then will get to roll forward with it, hopefully over the next 7-8 months. That's the plan. And we think this week and having all of these musical creators in town to help highlight what this is, to help amplify it, if I can use that word, this is a good opportunity.
Hey, I'm a lover of puns, so thank you. amplify away all the way to 11. So you're thinking like by the end of the year, maybe early next year, it might be passed, hopefully.
Hoping to get it done before year end.
Okay, cool. And then I guess speak to your fellow colleague, you know, partner in crime here on the other side of the aisle that's going to be getting honored with you. Just talk about how bipartisanship seems so rare these days, but it's kind of cool that I guess music crosses all boundaries, right?
For anyone who loves music, when you're all together, when you're at a concert, there's nobody who's spending time trying to figure out who are the Republicans and who are the Democrats. You're there because you love the music, and music really can bring people together. And Mike's a friend, and we do a lot in foreign affairs issues, and we're working together on some legislation to help bring more music into our diplomacy around the world. It's the right thing to do, and there's nothing really partisan about it. And it's good when there are any opportunities to come together and work together, and that's what we're trying to do here. And he's a good one to do it with.
Yep. And to bring it full circle back around to what you said earlier about being on stage, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you can be equally off key.
I think most people would tell you we often, if not always, are.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to join us here quickly here on WTOP to talk about this. Again, everyone, it's Wednesday night, Grammys on the Hill. I assume it's at the Hamilton again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very great venue. You go down the stairs there and it's an impressive spot. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. All the best in this and your other, you know, legislation.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Great to be with you.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.